Began our program talking about some of the things that have just appeared in the news. One of them was, and Gary brought the information to our attention, that the federal government on the last day of President Obama's presidency, the Transportation Department went ahead and granted recognition to the American Center for Mobility in Willow Run, in Ypsilanti.
The Willow Run Airport.
Actually. Right. And as officially now is going to be part of that mobility network. But there's another proud person in this area who is involved in local government, and that is Mayor Kevin Hinckley of the city of Wixom. And they have had a recent announcement that I'd like to have them share on the air because it really fits in very nicely with what we've been talking about. First of all, Mayor Hinckley, thank you very much for joining us.
Hi, you're certainly welcome. How are you doing this afternoon?
We're doing well. Thank you very much for being here. The buttons must be popping off as you look at this announcement that has come out recently by a very large transportation company. I'll let you make the announcement.
Yeah, we're pretty excited that Uber has selected Wixom as their R&D facility that they're going to be launching here. Actually, very soon, we expect them to start operations and take ownership or leasing, actually, a building here in Wixom on Cartier Drive that is about 23,000 square feet, and they'll be setting up their R&D development facility there.
And there's a specific goal that they have in mind, as I understand, with this, and that is they're looking for the driverless vehicles. Am I right in this particular facility?
Yeah, exactly. They're looking to set up with driverless vehicles, and you know, I think it was one of the other news organizations that I had interviewed with had been talking to Bill Ford, and Mr. Ford had indicated that you know this driverless technology is closer than most of us think, and that Ford feels that you know it's less than 3 years away.
Mm-hmm.
So. Mm-hmm. Having this technology in Wixom and along with a lot of our other diversity with our recent economic development just really says a great thing for Southeast Michigan, Oakland County, and obviously the city of Wixom.
Yeah, matter of fact, Gary, speaking about how close driverless cars are, that's always been your contention, is that it's really much closer than we think.
Well, they're, you know, except for the small little anomalies like white trucks driving in front of you or something, it's here today. And what they're doing now is they're getting to the edge cases. So as soon as they can handle you know the vast majority of edge cases, at what point does autonomous vehicle driving become much safer than you know human driving?
Don't they already have a program? I think it's Uber has a program in, is it Pittsburgh?
They have... driving in Pittsburgh in 4 square mile area. In Singapore, all 26 square miles of Singapore, they're using autonomous vehicles. Not every vehicle in Singapore is autonomous, but they are allowed to, and they're running a number of them around there. So, and many other places around. Google's been doing this for, 5, 6, 7 years now, where it's semi-autonomous, right?
Yeah,
somebody's sitting there just in case they have to... to take over, but they haven't had to in millions of miles. It's closer than we think.
Mayor Hinckley, what do you think it is about Wixom that drew Uber to your community to set up this R&D facility?
Well, you know, we have a low tax base, and our residents, you know, we're really close to the highway, obviously,
right.
I-96. We're in Southwest Oakland County. Our residents, we're only about 14,000 residents. We're less than 10 square miles. So as we were just speaking a minute ago, when you think about where they're already driving in a small community with 4 square miles, and you look at they start setting up here and doing some testing and so forth, and we've really only got 2 main roads that go north and south and 2 main roads that go east and west. So it ideally suits them for doing this type of technology.
Now, would they build? Now, I know there's a building that appeared. Matter of fact, it was my wife that saw this in the Oakland Press this last Tuesday. They're moving into a building that already exists. Do they plan on creating or using the area around there to like build test tracks and things like that?
No, I don't think so. I think that, you know, they've been a little bit quiet on some of the description as far as what they look at long range. But, you know, when you think about the announcement that was just made at Willow Run, you know, so, and that has to be and running, I think it was in the next 12 months.
Yes.
And, you know, really, we're what, 15, 20 minutes away from Milford Proving Grounds. So, you know, they may do some sort of partnering with General Motors at Milford Proving Grounds. So I think that the...
That's true,
Also within our community, you know, our schools are great. So when we attract businesses, we have great schools. We're close to malls. We're close to 96. We're close to three major universities within driving distance within less than an hour. So I think when a lot of companies in the diversity that we've been attracting to Wixom, when they look at our community, we have a lot to offer.
Yeah.
And as you pointed out, there's room to grow, and they can actually use the roads that exist, and that could be quite interesting for them as well, I'm sure.
Yeah, I hadn't thought of that. I had thought of kind of like a little enclosed compound in which they were doing this. By the way, this is a statement that Uber released. We're excited to open our Wixom office this quarter, as the center will enable further collaboration with Tier 1s and OEMs to make self-driving Ubers a reality. Detroit shaped the history of transportation, and we believe it has an important role to play in its future of this transformation. We have a strong presence in Detroit already, and we know this new space will allow us to do more. It's exciting to have Wixom on the cutting edge of that kind of thing.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. We're like I said, we've been fortunate to have the space available for development. We still have 182 acres available from the old Ford Wixom assembly plant.
That's right.
So, we're not done yet. So, you know, stay tuned.
Bring more, right?
Tell everybody, stay tuned.
No hints.
Bring more business.
Well, I also thought, too, if I've got my geography correct, isn't the North Campus of U of M where they're doing some of the... the other
M-City is up there.
M-City, that's what's up there. Yeah. What exactly?
But that's enclosed. And they do some kind of, again, edge case work up there where they make pedestrians become unreliable, right? They unpredictable. And they do things and make sure that cars can deal with that, because pedestrians sometimes are unpredictable.
Most of the time, as a matter of fact, when you're in a car. Yeah. So but what struck me is, with Wixom also on the northern side, there's a real kind of clustering now. As you said, for instance, the...
That's a little bit of ways.
Yeah, but I mean, GM is out there with the Proving Grounds.
Milford, yeah.
Milford, pardon me. Yep. It's not too far from there. So this whole urban area out here in southeast Michigan is kind of being sewn together now in some very interesting ways. It used to be, it was like, you know, the molten steel and the assembly plants and everything else like that. It's a much different kind of a flavor right now. And that is one, I think, in some ways, Mayor Hinckley, that allows a company to step in to something without a whole lot of previous construction.
Again, you know, we do have some spec buildings. I wish I had about 500,000 square foot spec buildings where companies could step in, but the location there on Cartier Drive allows them to not have to do a lot of build out. It's ready to go, and they can. They're putting in a three-phase program. An initial phase will be about just shy of $1 million investment, and that'll all take place when they start operations in March of this year.
Yeah, and certainly they couldn't do that if they had to build from scratch, right? So
Absolutely. It's
wonderful
that's true.
Opportunity and some of the resources already built out. So all they have to do is some finish. So
when did this
wonderful.
All start, by the way, Mayor Hinckley?
Well, I think they had been secretively, so to speak, looking at us for pretty much about the last 6 to 8 months, and we were keeping it under the radar because obviously we didn't want to lose the opportunity.
Sure.
And so we just simply let them let us know when they'd made their final decision to come our way, and we couldn't be more excited because, again, it just adds to the diversity of what we've been attracting to this small community and southwest Oakland County.
Well, our congratulations to you, Mayor Kevin Hinckley, and to the city of Wixom on this really neat kind of expansion with Uber coming in and putting in there, or they're going to be stepping into an existing building there, and it is going to be their center for research and technology. especially with their driverless vehicles. Who knows what could be out there in the city of Wixom on the streets?
Well, as I've said, stay tuned. We're not done yet.
Yeah, we will stay tuned. Thank you so much for being with us, and the very best to you and to the city of Wixom.
Thank you, Foster. You do have a great weekend.
All right.